This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russia reported a record high of 29,039 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, a day after launching its coronavirus vaccine initiative. The new numbers take the national caseload to 2,460,770. Authorities confirmed 457 deaths related to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. That pushes the official national death toll to 43,141. U.S.-based Pfizer and Germany-based BioNTech are set to introduce their jointly produced vaccine next week, following its approval recently by Britain. The two drug makers could receive U.S. approval later this month. On Friday, Bahrain became the second country to approve emergency use of the vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech, Britain being the first. The challenge in distributing the Pfizer vaccine will be in keeping it cold enough. It must be stored at temperatures around minus 70 degrees Celsius. Bahrain routinely registers summer temperatures of 40 Celsius, and that's 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 have surpassed 66 million globally, with more than 1.5 million deaths. The United States continues to have the highest number of confirmed cases, more than 14 million so far. More than 280,000 deaths. British and EU negotiators embark on probably their final two-day scramble to secure a post-Brexit trade deal Sunday after failing for 8 months to reach agreement. Michael Barnier and his UK counterpart David Frost will resume talks in Brussels, where they broke off on Friday, calling a pause after a fruitless week of late-night wrangling in London. You can find more on that and other stories at our website, voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. Romanians began voting in parliamentary elections on Sunday, with the governing pro-European liberals tipped to win, despite criticism for their handling of the coronavirus pandemic. First official results are expected Sunday evening late. The vote has been organized to take in the now familiar virus safety measures of social distancing, mask wearing, and hand disinfectant. In a region where populists and nationalists have recently gained ground, Liberal Prime Minister Ludovic Orban has pledged to modernize one of the EU's poorest countries and keep it on a pro-European path. Orban has been running a minority government for the past year. Both the virus and widespread disillusionment with politics are expected to affect voter turnout today. It's not expected to exceed 40%. Residents of a coastal township on Australia's World Heritage-listed Fraser Island were told to evacuate on Sunday as a bushfire approached. Since it was sparked by an illegal campfire 7 weeks ago, the blaze has blackened half the island off Australia's northeastern coast. It's part of the Great Barrier Reef and famed for a tropical rainforest on sand dunes. It's also famed for its inland lakes. Australia's been experiencing hotter and longer summers. Last season was dubbed Black Summer by Prime Minister Scott Morrison due to unusually prolonged and intense bushfires that burned nearly 12 million hectares or 30 million acres. The blazes killed 33 people and an estimated 1 billion animals. New Delhi woke up to a thick blanket of toxic smog hanging over the city on Sunday, pushing pollution levels back to what it considers a hazardous level after a respite of a few days. A U.S. embassy measure showed levels of poisonous airborne particles known as PM2.5 had reached 309 on Sunday morning, on a scale where the maximum reading in 500 is 500, almost nine times the upper limit of, quote, good quality air at 50. Private weather forecaster SkyMet said wind speed has dropped since the start of December, resulting in worsening air quality. Dust, industrial emissions, and vehicle exhaust have also brought a sharp spike in air pollution levels in the city of more than 20 million people. And a dire shortage of hospital beds is prompting more lockdowns across the state of California, primarily in southern and central California, but also in five San Francisco Bay Area counties. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.
Hello again. Welcome to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host. And down through the years in the history of jazz, lots of the music has been performed on horns, reeds and woodwinds, and keyboards. This week, it's guitars galore. I just happened to notice that lots of the great guitarists in jazz today have new releases these days, and I wanted to play some of those for you. And I also wanted to go back in time and give us a little A-B comparison, if you will, with some of the greats of the past next to some of the greats of right now. So it's guitars galore on this edition of Jazz America, and I want you to listen with a very open mind to the very first song we're going to play for you. One of the originals, Charlie Christian. Here's his song, Jammin' in 4, and he'll be playing the acoustic guitar while Edmund Hall plays clarinet and Mead Lux Lewis, one of the original jazz men, plays the celeste. He wrote this song as well. Charlie Christian beginning this edition of Jazz America, followed by another Charlie, Charlie Hunter, who just happens to have a birthday this month. Thank you.
sapos fuados. So Baba is here. I know a man who lived in a desert way. Listened to winds and ate only bugs every day. Nutty old man, he would sit by the hour there over there in his hair. Sat in a cell and slept in a well, they say. I heard tell that this brother carried a jagged stone in his mouth for 3 years until he learned to be silent. Living and dreaming inside an expanding mind. Put on a scroll every bit of it he can find. Once, a younger brother came to him and asked, Father, I have made and kept my little rule, my fast, my meditation in silence. I strive to cleanse my heart of thoughts. What more must I do? The elder rose up and stretched out his hands. His fingers became like 10 lamps ablaze. He said, why not be totally changed into fire? We'll be right back.
hope you enjoyed the unique sound on the guitar that Charlie Hunter, 53 years old on the 23rd of May, gives us on his song entitled Desert Way, with a lot of help from the great vocalist Kurt Elling. That's from Charlie Hunter's album, Songs from the Analog Playground. Now, let me take you back to an event that happened earlier in the year in New York City, Jazz Congress 2020, a gathering of all of the jazz musicians and promoters and executives and simply just those who support jazz and love jazz. And there I ran into the great guitarist Dave Stryker, who just happens to have a brand new release featuring the WDR Big Band, the legendary big band from Germany, and his fellow musician, saxophonist Bob Menzer. I've got Dave Stryker, the great guitarist, band leader, musical visionary. I mean, you've got so many visions. I don't know where you're getting them all. I've also got Mark Ruffin here with me, too, my old radio compatriot for many, many years. And we're talking about your 8-track series. That is, give me an idea quickly for the folks around the world. They've heard a lot of cuts from 8 tracks and how that came about. You were just riding around in the car listening to an 8-track when you were a little baby?
Well, yeah. I mean, like a lot of guys our age, that was one of the first time you could hear tapes in your car. So when I was in high school, I would go out in my car, you know, listen to music. So it brings back good memories in that time period. Also, the 70s, there were so much great pop tunes, you know. Stevie Wonder and Earth, Wind, and Fire, everything was killing. And I enjoy it. And, the next record's going to be, I have a project with the WDR Big Band, and with Bob Menzer arranged it. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to you guys hearing that. We do a few of the 8-track, but we also do some of my originals and one of Bob's originals and a tune by Stanley Turrentine, and I can't wait for you to hear it. And thank you for all you guys do, man, because without you, people would not be hearing this music, and that means a lot. Yeah, so thank you.
Well, you're a little younger than I am, and I know that I was born at a time when bebop was fading away, so how did you first come to jazz? How did you hear jazz and decide, instead of being a purely rock musician,
from the records, yeah. I went to a jam session at the Union in Omaha, where I'm from, and they were playing a song from my father by Horace Silver, and I said, this is cool, I want to go check it out. I went to the record store and bought George Benson, Beyond the Blue Horizon, and Coltrane, My Favorite Things, and it's been all downhill since then.
And listen, I'll let you go. I know there's lots of folks to see. Dave Stryker.
Thanks,
looking
Russ.
Forward to the WDR Big Band with you, brother.
All right. Thank you.
You got it.
Thanks, Russ.
And from that new album he mentioned, Blue Soul, it is Dave Stryker with a song written by his compatriot, Bob Menzer, who really blows on saxophone on this one, too, with the WDR Big Band. The song is Aha on Jazz America from VOA 1.
Thank you.
This is Al DiMeola, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The great Al DiMeola on acoustic guitar with his version of the Beatles classic Dear Prudence from his Salute to the Beatles, his brand new release Across the Universe. And we'll go back to 1967 in the heyday of the Beatles to hear a jazzy version of one of their classics from one of the greatest guitarists of all time. That's coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. And here's a message I received this week from longtime Jazz America listener Haruna Yabzal from Abuja, Nigeria. And he wrote, jazz greats from Montreal to New Orleans. It's a wonderful experience, Russ. Well, thank you so much, Haruna. Always glad that you listen so closely and enjoy the variety in our presentation, the best of jazz past and present, and artists from all over the world. Well, we just heard Al Di Meola from the northeastern United States doing his jazzy homage to the men from Liverpool, England. And now it's time for the man from Indianapolis, Wes Montgomery, from the 1967 release A Day in the Life, a celebration of the Beatles in a way. And here's his version of Eleanor Rigby as we continue this edition of Jazz America with Guitars Galore.
Hi, this is Pat Metheny. You're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis here on The Voice of America.
Thank you.
the great Pat Metheny with something entitled Everything Explained from his latest release, From This Place, inspired by conversations he enjoyed on the road over the months with Ron Carter about how Miles Davis had the concept for lots of his music, and then also inspired by current events. The very deep sounds of Pat Metheny, his playing and his composing. And here's something new and very different from another current release by one of the greats of jazz guitar these days, John Scofield. His latest release is called Swallowtails, inspired by his work with his friend and mentor Steve Swallow. Here's a song entitled Radio, followed by a cut from 1950 by one of the classic guitarists of jazz history, T-Bone Walker. getting funky with a great horn section behind him. T-Bone Walker from 1950 with a song entitled Strollin' with Bones. And here's another brand new release from one of the great guitarists of jazz today, Kurt Rosenwinkel. And he's doing things a little differently these days with a trio. And from the album Angels Around, here's Ease It from Kurt Rosenwinkel on Jazz America from VOA 1. close out this edition of Jazz America, guitars galore, with some new groove guitar from Will Bernard. Clanfunge is the name of that song from his latest release, Freelance Subversives. Stevie Wonder turned 70 years old in the month of May, and there's a jazzy side to his music that may surprise you. We'll celebrate him and his jazz on the next Jazz.